Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a difficult task you completed and felt proud of. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the challenges candidates face when describing personal achievements. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about a difficult task you completed at work or study that made you feel proud. We'll provide sample answers, vocabulary tips, and strategies to help you excel in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a difficult task that you completed at work or study that you felt proud of, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It assesses your ability to articulate personal experiences, describe challenges, and express feelings of accomplishment. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to remain relevant in future examinations. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to work or study experiences. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you work or study? Band 6-7 answer. I'm currently working as a software developer at a tech company. Band 8-9 answer. I'm employed as a software developer at a cutting-edge tech company where I'm constantly challenged to innovate and problem-solve. Q. What do you find most challenging about your work studies? Band 6-7, answer. The most challenging aspect is keeping up with new technologies and meeting tight deadlines. Band 8-9, answer. The most demanding aspect of my work is staying abreast of rapidly evolving technologies while adhering to stringent deadlines. It requires continuous learning and exceptional time management skills. Part 2, long-term, cue card. Now, let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a difficult task that you completed at work or study that you felt proud of. You should say what the task was, why it was difficult, how you completed it, and explain why you felt proud of this achievement. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a challenging project I completed at work last year. Our team was tasked with developing a new mobile app for our company in just 2 months. It was difficult because we had a tight deadline and needed to learn new programming languages. To complete the task, we divided the work among team members and had daily meetings to track progress. I spent extra hours learning the new language and coding late into the night. We managed to finish the app on time, and it was well received by our clients. I felt proud of this achievement because we overcame significant obstacles and delivered a high-quality product. It showed that with hard work and teamwork, we could accomplish great things. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to elaborate on a particularly challenging project I spearheaded at work last year. Our team was entrusted with the formidable task of developing a cutting-edge mobile application for our company with an incredibly tight 2-month deadline. The project was exceptionally demanding due to the time constraints and the necessity to rapidly acquire proficiency in new programming languages. To tackle this challenge, we implemented a strategic approach. We meticulously divided the workload among team members based on their strengths and expertise, and instituted daily stand-up meetings to monitor progress and address bottlenecks promptly. Personally, I dedicated numerous extra hours to mastering the new programming language, often coding well into the early hours of the morning. Through our collective determination and unwavering commitment, we successfully delivered the application on schedule. The app was met with overwhelming acclaim from our clients, surpassing their expectations in terms of functionality and user experience. I felt an immense sense of pride in this accomplishment for several reasons. Firstly, we had overcome significant technical and temporal obstacles. Secondly, the project showcased our team's resilience and adaptability in the face of challenges. Lastly, it demonstrated that with perseverance, effective collaboration, and a willingness to push our boundaries, we could achieve remarkable results that exceeded even our own expectations. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to difficult tasks? Band 6-7. Answer. It made me more confident in taking on challenging projects. I learned that with hard work and teamwork, we can overcome obstacles. Band 8-9. Answer. This experience profoundly transformed my approach to complex tasks. It instilled in me a heightened sense of self-efficacy and reinforced the value of collaborative problem-solving, I now approach challenges with a more strategic mindset, focusing on breaking down seemingly insurmountable tasks into manageable components. Q. What skills do you think are most important for completing difficult tasks? Band 6-7. Answer. I think time management, problem solving, and communication skills are crucial for completing difficult tasks. Band 8-9. Answer. In my experience, a combination of both technical and soft skills is paramount for successfully navigating complex tasks. Critical thinking and analytical skills are essential for dissecting problems and formulating effective solutions. Equally important are adaptability and resilience, which enable one to pivot strategies when faced with unexpected obstacles. Moreover, exemplary communication skills and emotional intelligence are indispensable for fostering team cohesion and ensuring smooth collaboration in high-pressure situations. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people today face more challenging tasks at work compared to the past? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I believe people today face more challenging tasks due to rapid technological changes and increased competition in the global market. Workers need to constantly update their skills to keep up. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm of the opinion that the nature of workplace challenges has evolved significantly in recent years. While workers of the past certainly faced their own set of difficulties, today's professionals grapple with a unique set of complexities. The relentless pace of technological advancement necessitates continuous upskilling and adaptation. Moreover, the increasingly interconnected global economy has intensified competition, requiring workers to demonstrate exceptional versatility and cross-cultural competence. However, it's worth noting that modern technology also provides powerful tools to address these challenges, potentially offsetting some of the increased complexity. How can companies help employees deal with difficult tasks more effectively? Band 6-7. Answer. Companies can provide training programs, create a supportive work environment, and ensure clear communication about project goals and expectations. They can also offer resources like mentoring programs. Band 8-9. Answer. Companies can implement a multifaceted approach to empower employees in tackling complex tasks. Firstly, investing in comprehensive training programs that focus not only on technical skills, but also on soft skills like resilience and adaptability is crucial. Secondly, fostering a culture of psychological safety where employees feel comfortable taking calculated risks and learning from failures can significantly enhance problem-solving capabilities. Additionally, implementing robust mentoring systems and promoting knowledge sharing across departments can facilitate the dissemination of best practices. Finally, leveraging cutting-edge project management tools and methodologies can help break down complex tasks into manageable chunks, making them less daunting for employees. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Formidable task, formidable task, and a very difficult or challenging job or activity. Example, launching a new product line was a formidable task that required months of preparation. To spearhead, spearhead, v. To lead an attack or an important movement. Example, she spearheaded the company's expansion into international markets. To grapple with, to struggle or contend with a problem or challenge. Example, the team had to grapple with unexpected technical issues during the project. Resilience, resilience, n. The ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, his resilience in the face of setbacks was truly admirable. To surpass expectations, circ, n. To exceed what was anticipated or predicted. Example, the final product surpassed expectations, impressing both the clients and the management. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing challenging tasks. Provide specific examples. Don't just say a task was difficult. Explain why and how you tackled it. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases naturally into your responses. Show reflection. Discuss what you learned from the experience and how it changed you. Structure your answer. Use clear organization in Part 2 to cover all points in the cue card. Practice regularly. familiarize yourself with various topics, and practice articulating your thoughts fluently. By following these strategies and incorporating the provided vocabulary and sample answers, you'll be well prepared to discuss challenging tasks in your IELTS speaking test, potentially boosting your band score significantly. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about having good English skills, but also about effectively communicating your experiences and ideas. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.